Welcome once again to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, both here in the U.S. and in Canada. And like the man said in Canada, how y'all are? Amen. Praise God. So, faith must have corresponding action, or it is dead. The King James says, without works. The Weymouth New Testament, in modern language, says corresponding action to that faith. Now, let's go back to where I was yesterday. And for those of you that were not with us yesterday, I noticed that a little white spot came up on my left hand right here about the size of a grain of rice. And turned, it was white. And I looked at the thing, and first I didn't pay much attention to it. And as I said yesterday, I had our producer, Carlene, to go back and check out different places where we had taped, and there would have been more, but she found one at our prayer cabin, and there the thing was. I mean, go up on a close-up, and I was just, when there was that white spot, it was just there. Well, I scratched at it, and it came up, and it began to be painful. But anyway, I turned right here in the fifth chapter of James. And the 14th verse. Is any of you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone in good spirits? Let him sing praise. Is anyone ill? Let him send for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him after anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will restore the sick man, and the Lord will raise him up. If he committed sins, it'll be forgiven him. Well, now, the prayer of faith. In what? The name of the Lord. Amen. The name of Jesus. So, as I was telling you, the elders. So I called my pastor, Pastor George, and he and Terry came over to the house. And so John and Kelly were on the phone, and Gloria was sitting here, and Bibi, her very close friend, and she was in the room. And we had all prayed, before, and George opened his Bible to that place. Now, do you hear what I say? He obeyed the word. Now, remember now, these are blood covenants. Yes. That is an exceeding great and precious promise. Amen. Ratified in the blood of Jesus and made his name to do what he could do. Amen. In the earth. We went through all that. Well, I believe it. I believe it with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength. He touched that thing with that oil, and a shock went through up into my arm like that. I mean, it felt like somebody stuck electricity to my arm. It was sudden. I went, whoa, that did it. Glory to God. It's over.
Yes.
I said it's over.
Yes.
So, David Weider took me to a doctor. And I walked in the room there with him, and I shook hands with him. And he's a black man and sharp at what he does. I mean, he's more than the best. And I shook hands with him. I said, I'm Kenneth Copeland. And he had a deep voice. He said, I know who you are. he said, I think his grandparents. My grandparents have been partners with you for years.
Amen.
That is enough to heal me right there. And so he checked and took it. Anyway, came back. Yes, it's malignant. Well, so what? So then they had another doctor he had to go to, and his specialist. So we went over there, and the assistant came in, and we were sitting in this room, and she said, and they said, you know, you may be there all morning long. So, you know, da-da-da. So came in there, and she said, now, Mr. Copeland, this may take a while. Okay. Doctor is going to open that up, and he's going to take a shave and check it. And he'll keep doing that until there are no more cancer cells. So we went in there to him. They put my hand up here like this. And this young woman walked over there. I said, Jesus is coming. She said, yes, he is. I thought, well, I'm in a good place. They said, quit talking and put your hand back. Anyway, so they, you know, numbed the thing up and he cut in there and took his little sample and sent me back to the room. I was in there about 30 minutes. She came back in there and she said, well, Mr. Copeland, she said something about, I don't know, about me being so lucky or whatever it was. There are no more cancer cells in there. Amen. Doctor's going to just sew it up.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, glory to God.
Now, the oil didn't heal it. But that was the instruction.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Now, they sewed that up. You can just barely see that scar there. Amen. But I sure have a good testimony.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I have a good testimony. Now then, let's go to the 10th chapter of the book of Romans. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, we'll talk about the fundamentals of faith here, but we have to start at Romans 10. We talk about the word of faith. Some people have said this faith movement. Well, the thing that happened is what Smith Wigglesworth prophesied came to pass. He said there's coming another great revival, especially in America. Now, he was from Yorkshire. He was a Yorkshireman. But especially in America, and it will be a combination of the word being taught and preached. It'll cause great move of God. Well, that happened right after World War II. Right after World War II, Oral Roberts' ministry really took off, so did Kenneth Hagin's. And Oral is doing the preaching and Brother Hagin is doing the teaching. And I had the honor and distinct privilege of being close to both of them and their families. Well, look at this. Romans chapter 10, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, having not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. Amen. Notice he didn't call him Jesus. He said, Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing. Moses describes the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above. Or, who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ again from the dead. What does it say? Listen, the word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Hallelujah. That if you shall confess, now here we get into action of faith. And I'll put it like this, you believe it in your heart, you say it with your mouth. If you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, now see, I mean, it's scripture. Everything is scripture.
Yes.
He didn't dare make any of this up. By knowing the scripture, he knew what to write, and this became scripture.
Amen.
Think about it. Did you ever hear about a movie script? The script to a play?
Yeah.
Somebody made that up.
Yeah, that's right.
Or it may be someone's life story. S-C-R-I-P-T. U-R-E makes it holy.
Amen.
That'll renew your mind.
Yes.
That's the reason it's Holy Bible. Praise God. For the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. There's a promise. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call, all that call, all that call on him. I called on him, on his word, on his name, and killed every malignant cell in my hand. And I had feeling with it. I was not depending on the feeling, but the shock hit me. And I just had a response. I laughed at Glenn and said, that did it. I would have said the same thing had I not had the shock. Because I was prepared already to say it when he touched me with that oil. Praise God. Learn this. I'm not moved by what I see. Say it.
I'm not moved by what I feel.
I am moved only by what I believe.
I am moved only by what I believe.
And I believe the word of the living God.
And I believe the word of the living God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Let's keep reading. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? They can't. How shall they believe in him of whom they've not heard? They can't. How shall they hear without a preacher? They can't. And how shall they preach except they be sent? And that's the reason we need partners.
Amen.
We need to be sent. We now have things in this ministry that I had no way of even dreaming of in its beginning. But now the media has gotten it to the place where we need a media center. We need student housing. But thank God, God gave us over 1,500 acres of land, yeah. And I didn't know what we were going to do with it.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Back there in the very beginning.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus. As it is written, I'm not going to let you forget that. Because Jesus said to the devil, it is written, it is written, it is also written. And he said the devil left him for a while. Well, of course he did. Jesus, who is called the second Adam, had to make good on what the first, he's called the second and last Adam. Yes. And he had to stand the test for where Adam failed.
Yes. That's right.
Yes. And he straightened all that out.
Yes.
Amen. So that was stopped. Praise God is right. Thank you, Jesus. Now here, we're not done. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they've not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, here he is going back to the prophets. Who hath believed our report? So then, faith comes. Yes. By hearing.
Hallelujah.
And hearing by the word of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But I say, have they heard? Well, now, Romans chapter 3. Verse 25. Whom God set forth to be a propitiation or sacrifice through faith in his blood. See there, I didn't make that up either. To declare his righteousness for the remission of sins, not atonement. Now the King James uses the word atonement in a place where it should not be. Remission, atone means to cover for. And the blood of lambs and bulls and goats and all that, atoned for it, but it was only good for a year.
Yeah.
Remission of sins, the blood of Jesus wiped it out.
Yeah.
And has brought it down to the simple act of repenting by faith. I'll tell you this, be quick to repent.
Yeah.
Be quick to repent. Slow to anger.
Yes.
And quick to forgive.
Amen.
Amen.
It doesn't make any difference what they did or said.
Yes.
That's a command.
Yes.
It's one of the articles of faith. But now, Lord, get this, glory to God. To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believes in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. Galatians 5:6, faith works. Well, it works. By love. That is a faith fundamental. Well, how many people in here know how to drive a car? You weren't born knowing how to drive a car. There were fundamentals to that. And bless your darling heart, you had an automatic transmission with which to learn. I learned the hard way. I was up there at Fielton during the summer, and my grandfather was working on a piece of machinery in the barn. There were two, three things happened good that day. But anyway, he said, "Kenneth, get in the truck out there and go up there at the tractor shop in Fielton and pick up this whatever it was." I said, "Papa, I don't know how to drive." "How old are you, boy?" I said, "Papa, I'm not but 9. Get in the truck." I could hardly reach the pedals. He had me scooted up there. Going, you know, you go, and it makes an H.
Yes.
Yeah. Fundamental.
Yeah.
We banged around out there in that pasture, me trying to drive, grinding gears. He didn't care. He's sitting over there laughing. He's just a hoot to him. Now, Pop let Gloria drive his truck. I didn't know that. She wasn't any older than I was when she got started. Well, Grand, that's what grandpas are for.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I could drive the truck. It'd be good if you didn't get anywhere close to me, but I went up there and got that clutch plate or whatever it was he was after and got it back down there to him, and I was a little bit greasy and proud of it.
Amen.
My papa taught me how to drive when I was 9 years old. There were basic fundamentals. I had to learn the H pattern of that transmission. What is a transmission? Transmission.
It's transferring the mission.
Huh?
Transferring the mission.
That's right.
Wow.
And the mission, the thing needs a low gear. Well, it won't go very fast, but it'll grunt and groan and it'll pull. Then you push it up into second gear. Oh, and it'll run a little better. Then you get it up in high gear and it'll go. And that's it. That is it. No standby power. What did we talk about yesterday? The standby power. And you're out there on the highway trying to get around a truck and the thing is wide open now. And you're going too fast. I can't pull it back down into second. I'll tear this thing up. I just have to sit here. But now later, and you're gone. Standby power. All right, that's good. Thank you, Jesus. So now we're right here. The law of faith. Fourth chapter. Therefore, 16th verse, it is of faith that it might be by grace. Listen, to the end, the promise, while we're talking covenant here,
yes, yes,
might be sure to all the seed. By faith, grace operates by faith. And we're out of time. But we know now where we're going to start tomorrow. Amen. All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
I discovered my calling here at KCBC.
Immerse yourself in a faith community here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Get equipped with what you need for your next steps in life and ministry. Discover new gifts and talents and learn biblical education from seasoned instructors. Kenneth Copeland Bible College is here to help you find clarity of purpose in your life and ministry. Find your purpose, discover your calling. For more information, go to kcbiblecollege.org. Do you ever wake up and feel like the weight of the world is on you? You know you're called to be a light for God in the darkness, but your flame has become a flicker? Feed your spirit and build your faith with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's From Faith to Faith, a daily guide to victory. A devotion for every day of the year, each page offers scripture readings and practical word-based teachings to help you take hold of God's promises. Use it as a personal, family, or group devotional and dive deeper into the Word of God. Drawing from their own experiences, the Copelands guide you through applying God's Word to make significant changes to get on the victory side of life. Whether you're struggling with weariness, offense, relationships, finances, or addiction, From Faith to Faith will uplift your spirit and set the tone for each day to be filled with purpose and faith. Embrace wisdom and watch as you grow from faith to faith. Request your free copy of From Faith to Faith, the daily devotional by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Receive God's wisdom, energize your faith, and take hold of your covenant promises. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Watch the BVOV broadcasts on demand. Search by topic or speaker and study along with the detailed daily broadcast notes. Or download the podcast version to listen on the go. Total immersion in the Word of God at home, in the car, at the gym, or in the waiting room. Find a schedule of KCM events and watch on demand. Search by date, speaker, or keyword for hours of inspiring truth from the Bible. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Don't forget now what the book says. Faith, even though it's an invisible force, it is the title deed and the confirmation of the things we hope for. Faith opens the treasure house of heaven. Glory to God and His grace. Well, we'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and all of the students here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College and in Canada and people all over the world online. God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls KCM.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.